It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amy Bell. She is the principal at the Castle Valley Center. And today we're going to spend some time talking about the post-high program that they've got for the students up there. It sounds like it's another learning experience, a great learning experience for them. And then some of the things that they're going to do there at the school as far as the post-high program is concerned as well. Principal Bell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So first off, let's talk. How are things going at Castle Valley Center?
They're going great. We're back in the groove, and I can't believe how fast the school year has been going already, and our kids are there, and we're excited to have them, and seen lots of progress.
That's what we were just talking about. It's like you hit fall break and then it's just it's straight downhill to Christmas break, it seems like. So let's talk for a moment about post-high, because this was a program you kind of had to do some legwork on and get grants and things like that, wasn't it?
Well, it's part of special education. So post-high, we kind of revamped the programming. It used to be located at the high school and it was just an extension of the high school. But the changes over the past few years has led us to create a separate program. It's not school-based, so the students aren't working on reading and math. It's for students 18 to 22 with significant disabilities. And the goal there is to do independent living, and then also for those that are working towards that, some possible pre-employment skills. So really focusing on helping them kind of transition into adulthood. How do we help them be independent as much as possible adults?
And you know, so this is one of those things. It's things like going out and maybe getting a little work experience and those types of things as well, right?
Absolutely. We're accessing the community, seeing how to do that. And we are very lucky this year we applied for a grant. It'll be a 3-year grant, which allows us to do what's called work-based learning experiences, which is we can actually have the students go out to an employment setting with some job coaching. We would offer as much support as we need to support them there, but it gives them a real life work experience that they can actually be paid for through this grant. And it just really, the funding, it allows us to get people to go out with them. So it's not just throwing them out into a work job experience. It's going out and supporting them, helping them see this is what you do, this is how you do this, you know, this is how you present yourself, and kind of the responsibilities in the workforce. So it's a great opportunity.
And the one thing that we had talked about as well is it's just another great social aspect for them as well, getting them out.
Absolutely. It helps us access the community, practice social skills, all of those things. And we have been really this past year, this is our second year, we're going into it and we know a little more about what we're doing. We're building lots of job pre-employment opportunities, even in our school setting. So the students all have a daily class job, and then we expand as they're ready out to a school job. Just small things to kind of help them see how to follow through, follow the tasks, learn how to be independent in some of their work. With that, what we're doing this year for our school carnival, it's not open to the public. We're just doing it in-house, but our post-high is actually planning it. So those students are actually planning the games, the activities for our students, and then they will be running every one of the game booths for our students. So they're, again, getting another experience about being independent, following a plan, following the tasks, and then socializing with our students at the school.
And I would assume that this really means the world to them to be able to do these kinds of things. Plus, you know what? They're just like any other high school kid. You know, you give me the opportunity to get away from school for a little while, and I'm going to enjoy it anyway. But it's probably got more meaning to them to be able to go out and do this and work in the community and work with everybody else.
Yeah, it's been a big shift, and our students actually love it. And the more we're opening this up, we can just see, you know, they're very confident. They're getting confidence. They're very happy with what they're doing. So it's been a very big shift away from, we're not a school program, we're an adulthood program. So we're not working on sitting in a classroom doing your reading and math in that program, because that's high school or lower levels. It's really just focusing on those independent skills. I mean, we try to explore the students' interests. We have one student that really loves coffee and wants to work as a barista eventually. So we've created a coffee cart for him, and he does weekly orders on Fridays. He takes orders from staff, runs our Keurig machine. Again, that's kind of showing him how to do the steps, what it takes to follow it. We break the task down and have a visual schedule that he follows and follows each of the steps so he can prepare the coffee or hot cocoa or whatever the teachers want and then deliver it. There's the other part of delivering. You got to have your social skills, and you got to wait, and you got to watch. And so it's been a great experience.
All right. And then, so before we wrap up and get out of here, you were telling me something about you're wrapping up a remodel up there at Castle Valley Center.
We have. We've been working for a couple years on this. So we had some space where our old workshop was with the, we used to have a trophy business, the Castle Valley Center, that the adult program ran. And when that they left, we don't have that. So we're utilizing that space. We're turning it into a new occupational and physical therapy space, but also a sensory space. Most of my students in my building have what are called sensory needs, where they really need some sensory input or a place to release some of that. And so we're creating a really wonderful space for them to go and get some of that sensory input. And then it helps them learn better throughout the day.
And that'll be done here pretty soon?
Yes, hopefully by the end of the month is what it's looking like. So.
All right. Well, it's always nice to find out what's going on up there at Castle Valley Center. Thank you so much, Principal Bell, for coming in and letting us know.
Glad to be here.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.